This year, gift brilliantly. Audible lets you give everyone on your list the gift of stories. Stories they can listen to anytime, anywhere, with the Audible app. Giving is easy. Just choose from four gift options and then pick your delivery date so your gift arrives right on time. When they get it, they choose the audiobooks they crave from Audible's huge selection, including bestsellers and Audible originals they can't find anywhere else. To get started, just visit audible.com/gifts.
So back here in Cabot, it was all Lady Panthers in that quarter as they outscored Lady Bombers 19-5. We had the fourth quarter of action here in the Cabot pre-holiday invitational as it's looking off Cabot. Cabot will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Over to Christopher on the left wing. Now up top to Beelan. To the right side, Theobald. Out a meter to Jamadar, to Ogilvy. They get it inside, Spindle by Beelan. We have a whistle and a foul. It's going to be an Abby Martin who's fresh into the ballgame. As it'll send Emily Beelan to the free throw line. She'll shoot two free throws. First one, good. And second one, good. So 20-point ball game now. Cabot on top. As Martin driving along the baseline, kicks it out. Gilbert thought about a three. Should go to her left. Then to Foreman. Foreman takes the dribble. Gets a little fadeaway off the window. Good. And a great Foreman. Good afternoon. She's got 14. As Cabot has it now. Back up top to Beelan. Over to Madar. Back to Christopher. Christopher going to go to her right. And pass is thrown away. Lady Bombers will get it back. Gilbert pushing ahead. Goes to the left, along the baseline, little corner with the right hand, it's good. Hey, Gilbert with the layup, and it's 43-27. As Madar got away with a walk, they kicked it, Gilbert took it in the air, but Cabot was able to recover it. As it's now to Christopher, Christopher along the left baseline, Gilbert off the grip of the right hand, good.
Woman on a mission. She's got 20 points.
As Gilbert, now to her left. Screen by Martin. Up top to Foreman. Now to Martin. Martin's going to dribble. Up top to her sister, Abby. To the right side, Payne. She wants the three from the right. Ooh, it's good. Emily Payne knocks it in from downtown. Lady Bombers have cut it to 15. 5:45 left in this fourth quarter. Cabot with the basketball. Leah Jackson ready to check in. A few other Lady Panthers ready to check in as well. As it's to Madar. Ogilvy now. Over to Theobald. Back to top to Madar. Madar thought about a three. Now she'll feed it inside to Ogilvy. Kicks it back out. Madar three-pointer on the way off the right side of the iron. Rebounded by Beelan. Beelan off the window. Won't go. Anna Grayson's there for the rebound. Martin with it now. Martin's going to walk it up. She'll pull it back out. Screen from Foreman. Pulls up from the free throw line. Rattled in. Looks like he's going to bounce on the front of the end, but bounce in. And we have a whistle.
And a timeout.
Cabot leading 45-32, just close to the five-minute mark. We'll take a short little break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how two for fives are done with Wendy's two for five. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick two for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2 for $5 is done. Only at Wendy's. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
This year, gift brilliantly. Audible lets you give everyone on your list the gift of stories. Stories they can listen to anytime, anywhere, with the Audible app. Giving is easy. Just choose from 4 gift options and then pick your delivery date so your gift arrives right on time. When they get it, they choose the audiobooks they crave from Audible's huge selection, including bestsellers and Audible originals they can't find anywhere else. To get started, just visit audible.com/gifts.
Well, back here in Cabot, that's out now. They took that timeout. The Cabot has thought that was their last timeout. They have one left. Lady Bombers with 3 timeouts. They've got the lead to 13. Got out to as much as 20 here in the second half. The Lady Bombers out putting on some full-court pressure. Christopher will inbound it to Madar. Madar looking, guarded by Jackson. Goes to her right. Across the timeline now. Dribbles back to her left. Gets into the paint, brings it back out. Over to Shy Christopher, dribbles to her right. Christopher. Looking. Now it's to Ringgold. Ringgold works to her right. Back to her left. Gets into the paint, brings it out. Back to Madar. Madar. Over to Beelen. Cabana, no rush to get a shot off. They have the lead. Christopher now in the corner. 4.5 minutes left in the ball game. Christopher driving to her left. Pass stolen by Anna Grace Foreman. Lady Bombers come up with a scramble for the loose ball. Martin has it now. Martin working to her right. Little half-court pressure. There's a whistle. And we have an official timeout as Emily Payne walking out the floor. She's got a nosebleed. Looks like she took a shot to the face. And she'll exit the ball game. Addison Yates will hop in. Gotta take a look at her. Jill Day is going to take her back to the locker room, take a peek at it. As Gilbert will throw it in. So Anna Grace Foreman, Leah Jackson, Addison Yates, Kate Gilbert, and Emma Martin, the lineup for the Lady Bombers. Christopher, Madar, Ringgold, we have another whistle, and so they're wiping out. There was a little blood that dripped on the floor. And they're going to wipe up. And the Lady Bombers will have it back in the same spot. They give the play inbound to the ball, and the officials notice it. About 4:10 left in the ball game. Martin gets it. The other side of the court. Now on the Cabot logo across the timeline between the circles now to the right side. Martin looking. Martin has a whistle and a foul. As they have Jackson wide open off the elevator screen, but there's a whistle. As that's going to go against Delaney Ringgold to be her second foul. As Gilbert is rolling underneath. Gilbert looking. She'll get it into Martin. Martin now finds Anna Grace Foreman in the paint. The right-hand hook shot won't go. Left it long. And Cabot pushing ahead. Ringgold with it now. Hesitation move. Pulls it back out. Three-point line guarded by Foreman. She's got a mismatch. Beelen swings it to the left side. Madar. Madar back to Ringgold. Guarded by Foreman. Up top to Dolan. Inside to Beelen. Hook shot with the right hand won't go. As Martin comes up with it. Martin moving to her right, back to her left. Now she'll center it. Now on the right wing. They find Leah Jackson. Thought about the three, takes a dribble to her right. Puts up the triple, and it's good. Leah Jackson comes down to that. We have a good timeout. Lady Bombers cut it to 10. Dale Leonard wants to talk about to set the defense up. Cabot leading 45-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Lady Bombers, welcome back to Cabot. Lady Bombers trying to go on a little bit of a run. It's this close game as they trail 45-35, 3:10 left in the ball game here in the Cabot Pre-Holiday Classic. Championship game as the Lady Bombers currently undefeated, trying to stave off moving to 6-1 as Christopher will throw in. They get it into, this is Ringgold. Ringgold across the timeline to the left side. Cabot now slowing it down. Madar now between the circles to the right. Now back to the left. Over to Christopher, guarded by Martin. This is to Beelan. Beelan tried to feed it inside, lost the handle of it. Lady Bombers will get it back. So Gilbert will walk it up. 2:48 left in the ball game. Working to the right. As they give it up top to Martin. Martin, she puts up a D3 off the right side of the iron. Knocked around. This ball is rebounded by Lady Bombers. Abby Martin comes over and gives it to her sister, Emma. Leah sees up the D3 from the logo. She's got it. And it's a 7-point game. 45-38. Cabot still on top. Lady Bombers putting up a little bit of a fight as Christopher has it now. Christopher walking it up. Lady Panther ready to check in at the next break. Ringgold with it now. Guarded by Gilbert. Puts on the deck, long on the right baseline. As the whistle, she steps out of bounds. Lady Bombers will get it back. Get that whistle, and a Ogilvie will come back in. And Caitlin Theobald will come back in. That'll give Ringgold and... I believe that is Dolan a rest. Under the 2 minute mark here in the ballgame, Lady Bombers down 7. Martin on the left wing. She'll get a screen from Foreman. Martin trying to turn the corner, picks up her dribble, gives it out. Jackson, bottom out of 3, picks up her dribble. Martin has inside to Foreman, lost it. And Christopher, 400 steam. 1-on-3, she'll pull back out. Pretty wise decision. As she's met a half court by Martin, there's a whistle and a foul. It's going to go on Emma Martin. Her second foul. As Addison Yates will come in the ball game. She'll get Abby Martin now. Minute and a half left in the ball game. Cabot on top by 7. As they get it to Nate Madar. Running inside, lost it. A whistle and a foul. And it's going to send Emily Beelan to the free throw line. Foreman Fowler, her fourth foul. Emily Beelan, 2-for-2 from the free throw line so far. Make that 2-of-3 if you missed the first one. Cabot leading 45-38, minute 28 remaining. Beelan's second one. Missed that one, too. And he threw that right back to Calvert. Oh, my goodness. Beelan comes up with it as it's back to Madar. Minute 20 remaining. Guarded by Martin. Over to Theobald. Up top to Beelan. To Madar now. Madar kicks it out to Theobald. Theobald to the right side picks up the dribble. Beelan with it now. That was Ogilvie. Now to Shy Christopher. Guarded by Gilbert. Held it by Gilbert.
to go in a circle. We're under a minute now. As there's a whistle and a foul, it's going to be on Kate Gilbert. A little bit of help. Get back into this one. Christopher looking. Christopher looking. They get it into Ogilvie. Back to Christopher. Screen from Ogilvie. Now has it up top. There's a whistle and a foul. Gilbert Christopher. That's the sixth foul for the Lady Bombers. One more count will be in the bonus. The fourth foul on Gilbert. Christopher looking. They get it in. There's a layup by Emily Beelich. She gets the layup. She's fouled by Anna Grace Foreman. Looked like it'd be a layup. Anna Grace Foreman's going to stay with the travel. And Lady Bombers will get it back. She'll wipe away the foul. It was no foul. As they'll let her just call timeout and talk about it. Cavalier is 45-38, 48.7 seconds remaining. We'll take a timeout with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
So back here in Cabot, after Dylan caught on the inbound pass, took too many steps, looked like she was fouling. This was like he had fouled the other one. Travel, this stuff with travel. So Lady Bombers will get it back. Del Warren's got one timeout remaining. Cabot with one timeout. Lady Bombers with the ball. 48.7 seconds remaining as they get it into Gilbert. Gilbert walking it up. Now to her left. Back to the right side. This is the Foreman. Foreman puts up the three. Off the left side, rebounded by Christopher. Christopher is fouled as soon as she catches it. And that's on Emma Martin, being her third foul.
And it's going to send Shy Christopher to the free throw line with a 1-1 opportunity.
Christopher, 4 of 7 from the line today. She hits the first one.
As Christopher takes a couple dribbles, puts up the second one. It's also good.
47-38, Cabot leads. Now there's a steal out the window. Christopher is good. Gets the layup to go.
That's 24 points for Shy Christopher. She had an excellent ball game. Cabot now leading by 11. Emma now to Kate. Kate's going to drive it inside. There's a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Molly Madar with the foul. And Kate's going to shoot a couple free throws. Kate Jennings will shoot two free throws. And Abby Martin will come into the ball game after this free throw. Free throw is good. Now Kate's going to shoot the second one. Gilbert's second free throw won't go. That one is missed. Christopher has it now. It's a whistle and a foul. As it'll be on Kate Gilbert. I believe that's going to disqualify her from the ball game. That'll be her fifth. As Martin was going to come get Kate anyway. She was subbing for her when she's at the free throw line. She's going to send Shy Christopher to the free throw line. 49-39, our score, 14.5 seconds remaining Looks like Cabot's going to be the Cabot Free Holiday Tournament champions as first group is good. 50-39 now. The second one from Christopher is rattled around, rebounded by Yates. Yates will walk it up. Picks up a dribble, gives it to Abby Martin. Abby's going to drive along the left baseline. Lost the handle of it, went out of bounds. And this might do it. Lady Bombers not going to foul. Cabot will just get it into Christopher. And Lady Bombers drop this one, 52-39. They will finish second in the Cabot.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.